Drivers who want to be organ donors let others know by having a sticker on their license. Under a proposal by Representative Amy Sue Brewink, something similar would be done to indicate whether a person has a living will or has designated a power of attorney.
People carry those with them. They have to have them to do a number of things, and I think this is a good place that universally used in Wisconsin, that if there is an accident or there is any question, that people can quickly look to identify the person and their wishes.
Brewink, a Democrat from Central Wisconsin, says the Transportation Department should also include forms about living wills with license renewal notices. That would require extra postage, just one cost transportation officials said they were concerned about during a public hearing on the proposal. The license would also have to be redesigned, and transportation officials say there may not be enough room to include information about living wills and power of attorney. Brewink is hoping transportation officials can come up with a workable solution.
So there are going to be some more options, maybe a fold-out kind of right now. They have the change of address that you can put on the tab. And so I'm just hoping that if that is the case, there's some way we can get it on.
The forms for living will and power of attorney are free and are currently available online at the website for the Department of Health and Family Services. They're also available at county clerk's offices, hospitals, and nursing homes. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.